Everybody suffers in this life. And if we approach our suffering simply by saying, when is this going to be over? When will this stop? Then we just about assure that we're going to make our suffering worse and that we're going to make our suffering longer. And so this week I want to talk about how to suffer wisely. Today we're going to start with don't surround yourself with yourself. A lamb in my vocabulary is a young person who has suffered abuse in the name of God at the hands of those who profess to love God. Years ago, I incorporated the name into my vocabulary because so many of the preachers on the Fighting Fundamental Forums, or FFF, called the lambs losers, second-class Christians, whiners, etc. I love the lambs. Indeed, I love the lambs of Hepzibah House before it was fashionable on Facebook to do so. But by my definition of the term, I'm not a lamb. I am often mistaken for one. When irate fundamentalist preachers realize they cannot argue scripture with me because I will trounce them again, they resort to saying that whatever I suffered in fundamentalism, it must have warped me. But I didn't suffer in fundamentalism. I did very well in fundamentalism. Had a great time at Bob Jones University, yes, I really did, and realized my dream of becoming a published writer. I began to document cases of church abuse against the lambs because I believe, first, that Christ loves the lambs particularly as the least of his brethren, that is, those abandoned by the church itself, and second, I believe that it is simply right to stop these cases from being swept under the rug in Christian fundamentalism. My move to urge repentance and change in fundamentalism and to point out its gross sins as evidence of its apostasy came from ethics and Christian duty, not hurt feelings or personal outrage because I had been harmed in Christian fundamentalism. I wasn't harmed in Christian fundamentalism. And so it concerns me when I see lambs exclaim that anybody who has not been through what they have been through cannot possibly understand them. Believe me, Christian fundamentalism did not invent the rape of children, child molesting, or beatings. On the one hand, I understand that young people who lived at close quarters for months or years in an abusive environment do have a shared culture that only they have experienced together, and I think they deserve the space to be with each other exclusively. On the other hand, the idea that an outsider cannot help or significantly understand their grief, anger, shame of having been in such a place is the first step towards a catastrophic isolation and cultural blindness that would interfere with a lamb's recovery and reintegration with a normal lifestyle. The idea that a wall of separation exists between survivors of any type of abuse and other people is a very bad idea that breeds hostility and contempt. You are human beings. So are all the other human beings. And human beings reach out to each other, the good ones anyway. A person entirely unacquainted with the culture of IFB children's homes can offer a lot of insight. Genuine shock and horror from ordinary, decent outsiders are two big validators of the suffering of the lambs. Indeed, when I was new to documenting these abuses, I learned that the young men and women who suffered as children in Christian fundamentalist churches, schools, and residential homes often did not ever open up about the abuses they suffered until they were either married or living with a partner. It was the partner, the person who had no idea what his or her significant other had been through, who would be the first person to learn the details of the abuse. And it was the partner, the outsider to all of this, whose shock and horror and determination to confront the abusers would confirm to the lamb that yes, it had been abuse, terrible abuse. Don't let yourself be isolated and egocentric enough to think somebody who was never a resident or was never a Baptist or is not a Christian has nothing to say to help you. You deserve respect from every human being you meet, but every human being you meet deserves your respect unless they give you a reason to withhold it. I never suffered church abuse, but I had one awful childhood, and I have been helped by atheists, Buddhists, Roman Catholic priests, rich people, and poor people, men, women, gay, straight, teetotalers, and alcoholics. Oh yes, and one transvestite. I went through a lot of hell as a young person, and I was also helped by people who, I swear from that day to right now, never suffered a day in their life. But they were insightful, kind people, and they helped me. Some of their help worked because they could step out and be dispassionate and consider my point of view and then steer me clear of my self-destructive behaviors. In other words, not having a background like me, they were in some ways better equipped to help me. Pride is always a trap. If somebody wants to understand, help that person understand. If somebody wants to help, let that person help. If somebody approaches you with respect and offers a suggestion, don't knock it away because the person hasn't been through an IFB church, school, or residential home. How do any of us know what a person has been through? People do suffer a lot outside of Christian fundamentalism. They suffer and they overcome a lot, and they may have something to say that will help me or help you. You are cut off in Christian fundamentalism. Don't cut yourself off now. Use your own struggle to be a part of a much bigger world that needs your insight, just like you need the insight of others. As you overcome what you have suffered, you will have the strength and wisdom to help others. But others can also help you. But anybody who cares about you is not an outsider, not unless you force them to be. Christians especially are to be united by love, not by common experience. I understand that common experience forms a powerful bond among people. I would never want to interfere with that. But there are also other powerful bonds that we form in life. And any relationship that lasts, if it doesn't start with its roots in love, eventually has to transform to have its roots in love. So let's prepare ourselves for a wider, bigger, nobler life by exercising love towards all people as much as we can.